Hello, everyone. Welcome back to a new episode of the Aligned Entrepreneur podcast. I had to think for a second there about how to intro this again because it has been a moment. And I was just looking at my last episode of this podcast, and it was in April of 2023, so about 8 months ago now. And I wanted to get you guys a little bit caught up. This is not an episode of like, you know, here's where I've been and I'm back. Because the truth is, I don't think I am back. I don't think that I will be back, to be completely honest with you. You know, the Aligned Entrepreneur is an account that I've kept up because who knows? I still believe in this work more than ever, actually. And I've been putting it to use over the last year in a way that I never had before. But the place in which the work called me was actually away from my coaching business, at least within many of the avenues that I was venturing down as a business coach. And some of you guys have followed me along with my new chapter and where things have gone in the last year. It was probably around like May, June when I really started to like give myself permission to just not focus on the Aligned Entrepreneur anymore and turn my focus 100% pretty much to my new business, which I'm going to tell you guys about in a second. Some of you guys you've been following me, you know what has gone down in the last year. Some of you have even bought courses of mine in this new business. But for those of you who haven't, I want to just get you a little bit up to speed. So I've shared on this podcast in lots and lots of more recent episodes. I'm putting recent in air quotes. Over the last, you know, year and a half or so, it's just some of the struggles that I really came up against in my business. And those struggles were emotional, they were spiritual, they were financial. You know, the very, very short version of what happened was that I stretched myself into wanting to grow this business immediately before realizing that it wasn't what I really wanted anymore. And I didn't know that it wasn't what I really wanted anymore until the second year of the pandemic, when I just went through a really tough time emotionally. And I was in my second year of living alone in Toronto. It had felt just very claustrophobic for like a long time. And I really had lost my own sort of desire to, like, I didn't feel excited about what I was creating anymore. I felt very hopeless, to be honest, for a long time. And that was a really scary place for me to be, because I think the things that I desire to create and my hopes and my dreams, as corny as that sounds, they really are such a part of me. They are how I navigate this life and this world. It's always for me been about what I am creating, where I'm going, what my vision is. Like, without a vision and without drive towards a vision, I really don't, like, I just feel quite lost, to be honest. And to me, vision is about creativity. I have obviously channeled that into several different businesses and many, many different business like avenues or business endeavors. But it's always been about creating to me. It's always been about having an idea that I get to then bring to life. And also, turning that creativity into my career has been one of my biggest drivers, because I want to be a creative full time. There's just endless reasons as to why I desire to, you know, be an entrepreneur and have a successful business. And so the pandemic really changed me, where I no longer wanted the kind of lifestyle that I had been living before, and even sort of like up to a year into, or almost a year into the pandemic. It was, you know, one that felt very, I was very visible. There was like a sense of, I was never an influencer and I never had a very big audience, but I shared a lot of my lifestyle. I shared a lot of personal stuff. And there was a time when that really felt very good to me. And very, like, I was just excited about everything. So of course I wanted to share it. It felt really effortless. But after, you know, a year and a half or so into the pandemic, I just really started to lose that excitement about things. And I felt, I mean, there was lots of places in the world where it wasn't the way that it was in Toronto and in Canada specifically. But for me, I felt like I don't know how to speak to people about building their dream life when I feel like that's not a thing that can, that exists anymore. Or I was, I don't know, I, you know, went to kind of a dark place for a while. So many of us did. And I'm laughing only because it's, you know, I speak to that freely because I think it's important that we don't just always glamorize things being amazing all the time, when the reality is that for every single one of us, there are struggles, and those struggles look very differently, or very different depending on who you are and where you're from and, you know, your family and circumstances, and all that kind of stuff, but struggles nonetheless. And mine really led me into this place where I wanted an entirely different lifestyle than what I once thought. I wanted it to be more private. I wanted it to be slower. I wanted it to be, I wanted it to feel just easeful and flowy and inspired, and to live much more in a state of kind of surrender, to be honest. Whereas I had once wanted excitement and glamour and, you know, just this level of success that in my mind I really, I think I wanted for, I mean, a lot of us want to make, you know, lots of money and be successful and stuff. For me, there, I was just really starting to realize how much that was something that like an unhealed part of me had wanted, to be honest. And as I was kind of forced into doing my own work on myself, a lot of those desires, or at least the reasoning behind wanting them, drastically shifted. And so I found myself in this space where I had a business and an income that relied on me sharing my life, sharing my lifestyle, sharing a lot about my relationships and my own success or my own business and what was going on with me. And that just, that came with it all of a sudden, just a huge amount of resistance. And I think one of the best things that honestly ever happened to me was this, like, what I really believe in now is divine redirection. Like, I was really shown a very different path that moved me into an entirely different niche and a very different business that is very much aligned with not only the desires that I now have, but also aligned with everything I've ever taught on this channel, or sorry, this podcast, in terms of just like following our alignment, allowing ourselves to be led, allowing for the niches within which we feel powerful and we feel, you know, like we have this sort of this authority energy, I've often called it, to be the spaces that we move into. And so what happened for me was a little, just over a year ago, I was still like plodding along in my coaching business, and I had clients, and I've always continued to work with Zoe and launch courses of ours. And there's so much about it that I still absolutely love. I had coaching clients right up until the end of 2023. But I just could not get my energy on board with trying to grow the business anymore, because it no longer provided me the kind of lifestyle that I now knew that I wanted. And so in December of 2022, I just really opened myself up. I really just created this space for guidance to come in, where I was like, I can't see another path forward, but I still have a lot of the same desires in terms of the kind of like the kind of freedom that I want for myself. I just can't see a way forward that feels good to me. And my desires, the reasoning behind them has really changed. And what I'm kind of willing to do in order to make those desires happen has really changed. I don't want to be, you know, all over Instagram all the time. I want to be more behind the camera, if anything. I want everything to feel different, but I still want the freedom. I still want a thriving business. I still want the vision and the drive and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, I mean, I really just opened myself up, and I ended up trying out this. I've always been an artist. I went to art school. I was a high school art teacher before I went down the entrepreneurial path. And I stumbled upon this woman's videos one day on Instagram. who was painting mandalas. And I was just really enthralled with it, like this painting style. Like it just appealed to me so much. I think at the time, I mean, even still, but especially at the time, it was like this moment of calm in an otherwise just very chaotic energy field within which I'd been existing for like way too long at that point. And it just, in a moment, I was like, I'm gonna go and do that. Let's go. Like my boyfriend and I went to an art supply store later that day. I bought a bunch of supplies to get me started. And that was in December of 2022. And a year ago, so January of 2023, I was really like, I love this. Like, this feels so good. I was just looking at like my Instagram growth screenshots from 1 year ago, or January 18th. I think today is, what's the date? The 17th. And I had, I think it's 85, it was 85 followers, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I think it was 85 followers on January 18th of 2023. So I had started to share it on Instagram. I started a new Instagram account. I told my existing Instagram followers about it. A whole bunch of them came over, or like, I don't know, maybe 40 of them or something came over. And even though it was like less than 100 people following this account, it just felt filled with possibility for me, because the practice of painting these mandalas felt so good to me. And even as early as back then, when I had no idea how I might be able to monetize something like this, I knew that the alignment of it was calling me. I knew that the alignment of it brought with it all kinds of potential. And so I followed that. And I pretty quickly started working on an online course. And I was a high school art teacher. So even though it was like a newer art form to me, I really felt that it was easy to step into the identity of like art course creator, even with a newer art form. Even after just a couple of months, I'd really taken just my own skill and knowledge of the art form quite far. And so I started putting that into a course. And I launched that at the end of May 2023. And since then, I mean, a lot has happened. I've launched 3 other courses. Today, this morning, my, following hit 40,000, organic followers on Instagram, just from sharing process videos of my painting process. Last month I had my first, we did a little bit over like 10K in, course sales. And these are like $100 courses for the most part, almost pretty much actually, like people bundle them and stuff like that. But for the most part, it's like smaller purchases. And then I just launched my art print shop, which was like, oh my gosh, talk about like a learning journey that had me really have to like grow and develop and step into just a new way of being. I'd only ever done, you know, online digital products as an online business owner. And now I have this whole sector of my business that is like e-commerce, physical products, and piecing all the pieces and the people together to make that happen was really an amazing learning journey that's only just begun. But anyways, so since about August of 2023, that has been my full-time income, really. I still make some money with the things that I do with Zoe. We have had a mastermind running this last year. We do like sales on our courses and stuff like that. And I still had, like I said, a couple of coaching clients up until like quarter four of 2023. And anyway, so I guess we're, and by the way, if you want to check out what I'm up to in my new art business, I am at Love and Dots. I'll link that down below for you guys if you want to come in and check it out. But really, I think one of the things about it that I often think back to and that I feel really called to share here is that everything that has allowed me to grow Love and Dots quickly, I mean, I've gone from like a struggling online business coach, you know, struggling in many senses of the word, to full-time artist inside of a year, less than a year. And the reason I was able to do that was because of everything that I know and believe and learned through the Aligned Entrepreneur and teach through the Aligned Entrepreneur. You know, I really just followed what felt good. I really trusted the spaces in which I felt confident, like a natural confidence. I feel as if this business for me really moved around my like key sources of resistance. And this was like how I originally had this business, my coaching business, really start to work. Was I really leaned into the areas and the niches and the course ideas that felt just very resistance free or low resistance to me, rather than trying to like, you know, blast my way through a ton of resistance all the time, which never worked. Instead, I started to launch the courses that felt really good to me. And I would open myself up to guidance, and then I would follow that guidance. And I had forgotten about all of that until December of now 2 years ago, 2022, when I just got to a place where I was so exhausted that I just decided to kind of surrender it all. I set an intention of like, give me clarity and movement forward, you know, give me drive, show me where I'm like, if it's not meant to be this, because it just doesn't feel aligned for me anymore, then show me what it is meant to be. And that's exactly what happened. And along the journey of the last year, and it really feels to me like it's just only getting started. And the way this business feels is so drastically different than my coaching business. And I mean, I still love coaching people. There's huge mindset components that I bring into all of my art courses. I have some business courses as well that I do with Love and Dots. And, you know, it's still like something I just believe in so, so much. But it's like breathing to me. It's like, I don't know. It's been this big journey of allowing and learning to allow. And I just did a couple of episodes with Zoe for our podcast. We still do, for the most part, we've been pretty consistent over the last year-ish. Sometimes we do one every single week. Sometimes it's once a month. It just kind of depends on, you know, what we're both up to. But anyways, we just recorded two episodes. So I guess I'm sharing that because if you would like to continue following just, you know, my manifestation everything, then check out the Lo and Zoe Show, because it's still a place in which I show up and talk about all this good stuff. But yeah, we just recorded an episode where we were talking about really our beliefs that have changed in the last year when it comes to creating our reality. And the main thing for both of us is, and certainly for me, I'll speak to it from my own perspective. You can listen to Zoe's side of it if you want on that episode. But the main thing for me has been that I want to allow things at this point. I want to create a space in which effortless manifestations get to just flood in on my behalf. And what that has looked like, I mean, I've shown up a lot this year. I've built a business from scratch. I have worked hard in ways that I never have in the past, but it has all been like with an absence of control. I have consistently let go of, like, identified, been with, and then let go of the part of me that wants to control things. And I don't do a lot of like visualizing. I don't do a lot of mindset work other than this sort of day-to-day like awareness of the spaces in which I'm holding on to resistance or a need to control or, you know, a forcefulness or a trying energy behind my desires. And instead, it's been this sort of lighthearted intention setting followed by this open space of allowing. So it's like, I desire to hit 50K in Instagram followers. That's been like one that it was like 10K. And then I had this goal of 20K, which happened in the same week, within a few days, actually. And then I was like, okay, 50K. And it's been like a few months of kind of moving up to even where I'm at now. And I know that like that goal just feels, I don't know, it feels very playful to me. It doesn't feel like there's just, I don't need it. It's fun. It gets to be fun. And all I have to do is allow for myself to be led in the direction of inspiration or be led by inspiration when it comes to the paintings that I'm going to paint and the content that I'm going to create and what I'm going to share and the reels that I edit and put out there and the ones that want to go viral and bring me new people. Like, all of those things are things that I think I've really learned how to allow for. And in order to get to that place where that was even a possibility for me, I really have looked in the last year in particular, but this work probably started about 2 years for me. I've been kind of forced, honestly. I was forced into it and then I wanted to do this work. But I've really had to look at all the parts of myself that needed to control things out of a fear of, you know, a lack of safety or not enoughness or a need to prove. And a lot of this is like very deeply ingrained subconscious stuff that we don't even realize is there. But yeah, I mean, anywhere in which we're trying to control things or manipulate things, or we're just grasping at how we think things are going to happen, there is something under the surface for us to look at, become aware of, and then ultimately allow to release that will have us create this space that the universe can just rush in order to fill. Because the way in which I approach this business has been, I mean, it's been one where I really followed the things that I taught with the Aligned Entrepreneur in terms of aligned marketing. And like, I feel like I could build everything from the ground up with so much intention around like only doing things in a way that felt really, really aligned for me and just sort of this like clean slate. So like every strategy that I've put in place or every email that I've sent or every like new course launch that I've done, it's been able to really just take into account what I've shared on this podcast, what I've learned, and yeah, like how I wanted to show up, how I wanted to be seen. There's been way less visibility for me because that's what I wanted. I wanted more privacy. I wanted things to be pre-recorded. So all of that has felt really, really good and really clean. And I know that that's been a big reason as to why it's been able to grow as quickly as it has. But on top of that, there's been this whole other level of alignment that I'd never recognized before as being, you know, something that was valuable and something that was worthwhile in terms of moving into. And that is the space of openness. It's the space of allowing. It's the space of removing the parts of ourselves that want to control, that want to muddy up the energetic waters, so to speak. And I've spoken about this previously on the podcast, but I feel that since I've done an episode, it's really, really integrated for me where this is my work every day. I don't really visualize anymore. Sometimes for fun, you know, I'll do a little scripting session or whatever, but it's very few and far between. It's instead like, I have this intention. I know that the universe knows that intention. I've communicated the desire just by thinking it. And now my work is to become more nothing than it is something. I'm not piling on new beliefs. I'm not trying to, you know, become all these things that I think are a match with what it is that I want. I'm continuously creating more space, continuously becoming more and more nothing, more and more of like a vacuum, right? Nature abhors a vacuum. And that's, I think, you know, pretty much bringing you guys up to date. I mean, I could talk more about the business itself, but I think if you are interested and you want to head over to my Instagram account, then you can pretty much see it all there for yourself. And one of the things that I wanted to talk about on this episode, I've said that I'm still working with Zoe. And we have a 7-day mini mind starting next week on Tuesday. And it is $44 to join us for 7 days where we're going to be talking about all this work. This is a mini mind that we have delivered once before. It was probably like one of my absolutely most favorite trainings that I've done before because this topic, I think, is like, it just feels like my whole soul feels at peace when we are talking about this, like the notion of becoming less in order to have more, the notion of not trying to control or manipulate, but instead trade all of that, trade the trying energy for peace of mind, for presence, for just, yeah, openness that allows it all in. That's the word that I keep coming back to. And in order to do that, we have to know where to look. We have to start identifying the ways in which we're trying to control, because for most of us, this is, I mean, I still discover new ways in which I want to control every single day. So the work is, it's sort of a framework and it's an awareness rather than like a, you know, shifting of belief systems, so to speak. And so yeah, that awareness is what we're going to bring to light for you guys inside of, it's called the Divine Magnetism Mini Mind. It is $44 to join. And this is, you know, I mean, even though I haven't been on this podcast and coaching and in this world nearly as much as I used to be, my understanding of it all is like, in my opinion, just so, I actually think it's really served me to remove myself quite a bit, because in that in being like, now when I sign on to Instagram, instead of content that's all about manifestation, it's content that's by artists. It's content that isn't quite so like obsessed with our mindset and with manifesting and all that kind of stuff. And that has helped me to just breathe a little bit, to not give so much significance to my thoughts and my emotions. I have a very different relationship now with the emotions that I think. They don't mean things immediately. I used to have so much worryception. Like if I was in fear about something, I would make that mean all kinds of negative things about what I was calling in. And now that process looks so drastically different for me. And this is work that I'm really, really passionate about, that I feel has completely transformed my life in the last year, and that has given me access to just it's so interesting that like I think all the time about certain desires that I had a couple of years ago in terms of scaling my coaching business, that now I'm like, thank God. Like I thought I wanted that. The inauthentic parts of myself that I hadn't known to look at yet thought I wanted that, but I didn't. I want what I have now, which is this very peaceful, very sustainable, very just like abundant and joyful, business model that allows me to do something I just absolutely love and earn passively. And like, I can be as involved in it as I want to be, but it's just an entirely different paradigm. And it was created from this space of openness that we're going to help you guys to discover inside of the Divine Magnetism Mini Mind, which starts next week. I will link that down below for you guys. I have no idea if I will come back to this podcast or, you know, do episodes here and there. I often think that it is something I might feel called back into, because what the Aligned Entrepreneur stands for is something that is still so important to me and that I believe in so much. And I actually think I understand in a way that I never could have before. It was almost like I needed to step away from it for a little while for it to really show itself to me. I could see myself coming back to it all. I'm just loving so much being an artist and being just, I don't know, I listen to like fiction novels on Audible while I paint, and like I'm really enjoying this chapter where I'm just indulging in like my inner artist, my introverted side, and that's where I'm called right now. But I may or may not be back. We shall see. So yeah, reach out to me on Love and Dots if you want to connect. I don't really check my Aligned Entrepreneur Instagram anymore, to be honest. But yeah, we'd love to have you guys inside of the Divine Magnetism Mini Mind. I'll link that down below for you guys along with whatever else I've mentioned here. So thank you guys so much for just still being here, for listening. It's funny. I just got this like little... I wanted to apologize almost for a second there, where I was going to say, you know, I'm sorry for it's been so long, but I'm not sorry. I think that we need to give ourselves permission to pivot. And I hope that in sharing this, you know, because I think a lot of people have watched my business and were very surprised to see me move away from it, but it was the best. Like I'm so glad. I'm so glad I was able to do that. And just because you have built something, and like my coaching business never stopped making decent money, it just didn't feel the way that I wanted it to feel anymore. And I allowed myself to be led in that. I allowed, rather than like, I mean, for a while I tried to ignore it. I tried to like force my way back into wanting what I had once wanted, because there was so much safety in that for me. But yeah, we don't need to be sorry or apologetic for wanting to pivot or for feeling differently than we once did, or becoming a different version of ourselves who wants to show up differently in this world. I think it's actually a really beautiful thing. And I think for many of us, it's inevitable. I'm under no false belief anymore that like this current business is what I'm going to do forever. Like now I'm kind of just like, well, I think it feels really good to me and it could be something that goes a long time, but it doesn't need to. Like I'm just accepting that I'm probably always going to be someone that's like growing and evolving and exploring. And that's really exciting to me. So that doesn't have to be something that we fight. I think it's something that we're taught is bad and wrong because we're supposed to do one thing for our whole life and be successful at it. But I don't know. I think that paradigm is really shifting. So anyways, thank you guys for being here. Thank you for listening. And I would love to see you inside the Mini Mind. It's truly it's a really, really different kind of space, a different kind of content, a different kind of just message and mindset work and level of awareness that opens things up to being good now rather than forceful. Flow over force. All right. Thank you guys. Chat soon. Maybe. Bye.